What kind of clothes did y'all wear at home?
At home, no, we did wear pants and shorts, depending on the weather. And that's about the only places we did wear our pants or jeans, and our pedal pushers, and things like that. And when we go out on picnics or places like that, fun places. But now when we went out on dates, we wore dresses then also. We didn't wear our, you know, jeans and our pants and stuff like that.
What about bathing suits?
Bathing suits, most of them were one pieces. Very rarely did you see any two pieces, even though, you know, maybe the late 50s and early 60s, the two pieces were getting kind of popular. But most of us in small towns like that I was from, we still stuck to the old-fashioned kind, the one pieces. But I mean, they weren't to our knees or anything like that, and but they did cover us up.
Where did you go to high school, and what kind of activities did you participate in?
I went to Warrior High School in Warrior, Alabama. That's in the north part of Jefferson County. I was mostly active in band. I was in the band for 7 years, and that was really the highlights of my time, was being in the band, because I enjoy it very much. We were a very small school, and in my class, there was only about 60, 61 of us, because by the time I did graduate, we had 61 to graduate with us. We were close because of the smallness of the school, and we didn't have what you call cliques or anything like that. We were all friends. I mean, we had our best friends, just like you do, but we had, most everybody ran around together, especially if you, you know, the band students, we were mostly singing together.
Yeah. What did you play in the band?
I played clarinet, alto clarinet, and that was all, just two clarinets.
Yeah. When did you begin to play in the band?
Well, I started taking band when I was in the fourth grade, and when I was in the sixth grade, that's when I got into the, as we call it, the big band.
Marching band.
The marching band, and concert band also, because as I said, our school was very small, so we, you know, used elementary, junior high, and high school students in this, because we weren't separated like you are nowadays in schools. We just had elementary school and high school, and they were all right there together. So therefore, when we were in sixth grade, if we were good enough, then he would let us, you know, join the regular band.
Did y'all have color guard or dance line?
No, we didn't have that. We had majorettes. The flags, sometimes we had somebody carry the American flag,
okay,
and maybe a school banner flag, but like the regular color guard is nowadays, no, we did not have that.
Okay. Being a teenager in the late 50s had to be different than being a teenager today. How do you think it was different from today?
Well, as I said earlier, we didn't have as much to do. We didn't have very many places to go. So we hung around our homes. We met in each other's homes. A bunch of us would get together and go to somebody's house, and we'd spend the night, or, you know, just sit and listen to records, the radio, whatever we had. Then we'd go to the churches and meet at the churches and have a good time there. Since we didn't have as much to do as the teenagers do today, like the teenagers today can have, they have cars. We didn't have that many cars. They can go further away from home. They have the malls nowadays, where we didn't have a mall to go to. We just had to go to, well, our shopping was downtown Birmingham. If we wanted to go, so that's how far we had to go. So that's the reason we didn't get to go very far.
Yeah.
But you all have the malls, the theaters, the ice cream shops, the just about anything, anywhere you want to go, it's there, where we didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't used to having anything, so we had our own fun, just, you know, like I said, meeting wherever we could.
Okay. Tell me about the first TV that your family ever had and some of the TV shows that y'all used to watch.
Our first TV, was black and white. I was in the fourth grade, and we were just thrilled to death to get a TV. There wasn't that many TVs around at that particular time, but I'm not saying we were the first ones in the town to get it. We were just thrilled that we had one.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the shows that I can remember that we watched was shows like The Honeymooners, I Love Lucy, Our Miss Brooks, My Little Margie, and the Amos and Andy Show. Those were mostly comedies. They were real good. We watched Ozzie and Harriet, Leave It to Beaver, and Father Knows Best. There were some variety shows like Ed Sullivan we used to watch, and Jackie Gleason, mm-hmm. and, you know, people like that.
Was there any cartoons?
Yes, we had a lot of cartoons, too. We had, like, Bugs Bunny, Mickey Mouse, Little Lulu, and Tom and Jerry, and Felix, he was a black cat, Heckle and Jekyll. We didn't have any Power Rangers or anything powerful. I think Superman finally came in there somewhere, and, you know, things like those.
Okay. What kind of car do you remember having?
The first car I remember really having was like a 1955 Chevrolet. It was an aqua blue and white. It was real sporty looking. And the other one I remember was a 1959 Ford. It was long and sleek, and it was brown and white, I believe. And it was real easy to drive and all. Of course, they were automatic. And because I needed to learn to drive on a straight shift like most everybody else did.
And when you got your driver's license, how old were you? Well, how old could you be?
Okay, well, we could get a permit at 15, just like you can now, but they weren't not good for a year like yours are nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a short time. And but I was 17 when I got my license, although you could have got them at 16, but my parents didn't think I was quite ready, so I had to wait till I was 17.
Mm-hmm. When did you learn to drive, or where did you learn?
Well, I did most of my driving in my yard. I would get in the car, and I'd pull up to the front of the yard, then I'd back up to the backyard. We had a, you know, pretty big yard. I'd turn it around and just go back and forth, and that's how my, you know, I started learning.
Mm-hmm.
Then, back then, too, the interstates were not completed. They were under construction, and so my mother would take me over to the interstate where they were building it, and we would go up there on the interstate, and I would drive on the unpaved part because it was not paved yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I practiced there a lot. But now, that is Interstate 65.
Mm-hmm. When you and your friends would go out, did you ever get to drive?
No, I didn't drive. My parents didn't really want me to, and so I didn't argue with them or anything. I usually go out with my friends, and then, you know, of course, I was dating. Then I'd go out with one of my dates.
Okay. When did you graduate from school, and what were your future goals or plans?
I graduated in May of 1961.
Mm-hmm.
There were 61 of us. yeah, that's
61,
an odd.
61.
Yeah, that's true. It is odd. 1961, and there were 61 of us that graduated. My future plans at that particular time was to get married, because I was already engaged to be married. So I married 2 weeks after I graduated.
Mm-hmm. How long before did you have any children?
We, like I said, we married in June of 1961, and we moved to Birmingham,
mm-hmm.
big town of Birmingham, and we lived in a little apartment right close to Vulcan.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved back to a little town. We lived there 6 months, and then we moved back to a little place called Trafford, Alabama, and we lived there for a while. And then 18 months after we was married, we had our first child, Jeff,
mm-hmm.
in 1962, yeah.
Okay. Did you have any other children?
Yes, we had several more after that throughout the years. We had a daughter, Chris, and then a son, Kurt, and then Lori, who was interviewing me right now.
Hello. Okay, since you graduated in 1961, at the time of segregation, did this affect you in any kind of way?
No, because where we were from, it had not gotten to us yet. I know in other states they had, and I think the closest that it got to us was like in maybe 1962 or 63 in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. The schools there were started, you know, beginning to get integrated there. But no, not in our group or class. It did not affect us at all. Just, you know, later in, you know, life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's when mostly it started with the groups after us.
Okay. Going to church can be a big part of people's lives. When you were younger, did your family take you to church? And if so, what church did y'all go to, and what was your denomination? And also, what kind of activities did y'all do in this church?
Definitely, I was brought up in the church. We were Baptist, and we went to a very, very small church. It was called Watch Union Baptist Church there in Warrior. We had activities, not like you do nowadays, but we had GAs, and we were active in that, and we had a group of us would sing. You know, we didn't have youth choir. There was not enough of us, but we'd get together and sing, you know, just for fun of it and all that, and we'd have, you know, youth banquets and things like that, and we attended very regular. We were all real close and enjoyed going to church, and just that was, you know, just part of our life of going to church.
When were you baptized?
I accepted Christ at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big time in my life too, I remember, because my dad, he was a lot older of course, and he accepted Christ at the same time, and so we were baptized together, and that was really a big event in my life.
That's good. When y'all got baptized, were y'all baptized in a church or in like a river or what?
We were baptized in a lake.
In a lake?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the baptistry in the churches then as they do now.
Yeah.
But we did go to a lake, and it was cold.
Cold. Would a lot of people attend when people would be baptized?
Oh, yes. It was a big event. Most of the church members would be there. Your family would be there. And it was a happy time. We'd sing and then have the baptismal service, just like you do in your baptism now, you know.
Okay. Let's talk about prices of things. Back then, prices, I know, were cheaper than today. Tell me some of the prices, maybe for gas and clothes and food, and when you would go shopping, about how much money maybe would your mother give you, or stuff like that.
Back then, we could go out on a date, and we could go to a movie, pick something up to eat for less. I'd say less than $10, sometimes $5. And that was for both of us. That wasn't just for each of us. That was for both of us. Because it didn't cost very much to get into a movie or anything like that. And, of course, you know, we ate, you know, just fast food, too, like you do nowadays. I mean, it wasn't that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now, we didn't make as much money in wages as people do nowadays, either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we didn't get extravagant with what we spent.
Yeah. Did your parents give y'all the money when they were on dates? Did you have to earn it yourself?
Most of the time our parents gave it to us. The boys would have jobs sometimes, you know, and, but if we were still in school, you know, they didn't work as much as they do nowadays.
Yeah.
But they did have odd jobs to do, and sometimes they would pay their own way.
Okay. About how much was gas back then?
Oh, as far as I can remember, I would say probably anywhere from 19 cents to 24 cents a gallon.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
When y'all would go shopping, how much money would I normally carry?
Well, when most of the time, when I did go shopping, I would usually go with my mother, and she'd give me probably about $5. And I would, you know, go in one direction, and she'd go in another direction. Naturally, I'd end up in the jewelry department or the makeup department, and I would get what I wanted and still have enough money to eat on and just buy what I wanted, because, I mean, I didn't do any big shopping. I let her do all the big shopping for me.